This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. Yes, another K-State sports podcast focusing on all things K-State sports, not just men's football, not just men's basketball or football, all things K-State sports, women's golf coming probably tonight. I'm going to record it this morning anyways, on this Wednesday, March 26, 2025. Just for everyone I'm listening to this podcast and checking it out, thank you so much for listening to this episode. But for right now, this is the postcast of K-State baseball taking care of Nebraska last night at home, thanks to a couple of home runs and a huge night from Seth Dardardaire. Four runs driven in. That was a game high for Seth, and Seth Dardardaire has been turned up here in the last couple of days for K-State baseball, course, coming off of a beatdown, losing to Baylor in the lopsided loss to Baylor in the last game of that series. You got to come home. All right, how are you going to respond? This team has responded so well, following losses in no different here last night to Nebraska, as they beat them by the count of 12-8 last night. Wild game in Manhattan, Kansas there. Thanks to some pure offense. And once again, K-State, for probably, the eighth, ninth time in a row, game in a row, with a home run. Maxis Martin went deep, along with Baron Madelak, as well in this baseball game here. Hold up a minute. That's not what I want. We'll get to P. Hughes in a little bit. There, as I fast forward a little bit. But anyways, yeah, K-State getting a big win there. Take care of Nebraska. They're a subpar team this year, as Kansas State goes to 16-8 on the campaign. Nebraska drops to their 10-14 on the year. And K-State put a 5 spot in the first inning. And anyways, no time there in the first inning. 9 runs. Well, actually, check that. 11 runs coming in the first 3 frames of this baseball game. Incredible. Incredible. So this offense was ready to light it up, following Baylor lit them up on Sunday there. 11 runs in the first 3 innings. That's telling how bad Nebraska was pitching last night there as well. But also, we know how good K's offense is by now. So let's not get that twisted, or let me not get that twisted at all either. But yeah, Nebraska scored first runs in the second inning, and then 2 more in the fourth. Well, 2 in the second, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. So they scored all 3 in the middle innings, and then 2 more in the eighth. They tried to come back there late, couldn't do it because they were in a deep hole there. 11 runs, and then K-State, they didn't score again until the seventh inning, and that was it for them, as K-State held off that Nebraska run late in this baseball game, as they take care of Nebraska, former Big 12 rival, 12-8 last night in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Ty Rule getting the win for K-State. Now he's 2-1 on the year. Carson Jossa bumps down to .500. He got the decision for the loss there last night for them. Going to the pitching staff real quick, and Nebraska, woo, they use a lineup. Damn. they use a lineup. Basically, hold up, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yep, 10 pitchers last night used for the Cornhuskers, and they failed. So I made this running joke, but when K-State lost to Omaha, right, I believe Omaha used 7 or 8 pitchers, right, to slow the offense down. I think, I want to say Creighton, either Creighton or something. No, we lost to Creighton. Somebody else did that as well. I can't think of who, but I know Omaha brings something to my mind because they used, 8 pitchers to shut down this K-State, this potent K-State offense. Nothing going here for Nebraska. 10 pitchers yesterday. Could not get it done. And who started that? Yeah, Carson Jossa, who got the loss, and certainly so. Wow. Inning for its 8 runs. Only 3 was earned in his baseball game there for them. walked three, didn't strike out anybody, and kind of around the totals here. Let me go back real quick for a minute. K-State, 12 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. That's as odd as you're going to get right there. And look at, listen to this for Nebraska. 8 runs, 11 hits. Their defense did not come to play last night, committing 3 errors. That is losing baseball right there as well. Tyrell got the decision here. Only won an inning behind starter Dante Lewis. Pete, you went for, let's say, solid innings last night for Pete Hughes and Kansas State. 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 of those were earned. Walked a runner and struck out 5 Cornhuskers as well. Adam Arthur, Blake Dean, James Guyette rounded out the pitching lineup for K-State last night as they get back in the win column following a attempt for another sweep in Big 12 play. Didn't do that, but this is how you bounce back. And now you're looking at Texas Tech coming up this weekend in Twenton Family Stadium. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Kansas State 12, Nebraska 8. Look, Seth Dardar, let's go back to him real quick. He's heated up in the last, 3 or 4 games? As I mentioned, game-high 4 RBIs driven in. He scored a run as well. This game, Barrett Matilak, 3 for 4, homered in this game, drove in 2 runs. Keegan O'Connor, he wasn't hitless in this game, did score a run in the ball game there. D. Kennedy was a menace once again in the leadoff spot there, 1 for 3, scoring 3 runs in the ball game there as well. I want to go back, touch on Pete Hughes real quick, and I am looking at let's give a shout out real quick. K-State Nation, this was a sellout crowd last night. And of course, yeah, when you bring in your rival, brings in the best crowds out there. So shout out K-State Nation, selling out Toyota Family Stadium. And hey, deservedly so, right? Because this team right now, again, I said it last week on the show, definitely a surprise so far, for sure. Because again, this is a rebuilding year for this team. And a lot of young talent on this team, and the record is showing. It's showing right now. Pete Hughes last night commenting on the start, saying, quote, obviously great start for our team tonight. Goes on to say there. Look at this. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Quote, things went our way early on. It was our night. We were fortunate to extend a pretty good lead. Nebraska kept battling, and that was not unexpected, but we were fortunate enough to score enough runs to hold on to that lead, end quote there as well. And also, quote, shout out to his bullpen fellas, Blake Dean and James Guyette. Quote, good team effort, a really good job out there in the bullpen. So another good series win. Hey, this is a one-off. So there's that. But I want to go back to this number. I just saw it right here, right? K-State, I say this all the time. If you've been with me for the last couple of years on this podcast, K-State, very tough at Twenton Family Stadium. Very tough, whether it's a rebuilding year or have a really good talented team. It's very tough at home. 79% winning percentage at home in the last 5 seasons. That's all you need to know, baby, right there. I just saw that. So I just wanted to bring that up there. So tough. So it don't matter. It does not matter, apparently. We got a 5 mediocre team, a really good team, or rebuilding team. K-State knows how to protect home field advantage. And again, when you get crowds like that, like what you had last night, sold out crowd, get your former rival. Hell yeah, it's going to bring out K-State Nation. So, shout out to you guys showing out last night there as well. Hey, this team deserves it. This team deserves it, and they're going to need y'all's support again as they're going to take on. Let me see. Did I see that right there? Wait, let me bring this up here real quick. Again, I just saw this. Another number. Finally. So, Pete Hughes against Nebraska. Just taking over as head coach of the baseball team. Now back to 500 against Nebraska at a 4-4 record. Next up for the Cats, they bring on a Texas Tech team who, having an odd year, 8-13 Texas Tech team. Now Texas Tech usually pretty good, so let's not get sleep. Let's not put that sleeper on Texas Tech just yet. But they will host Texas Tech this weekend in Manhattan. 8-13 for the Red Raiders coming into the series. but a 500 record at 4-2. It's going down this weekend. Baseball three game series against Texas Tech. Or we'll talk more about this in the weekend preview. I don't want to jump ahead to myself too much here. And of course, women's basketball in primetime, Sweet 16 on Saturday night, which I always thought I was going to miss it, but pumped due to I might have to miss the first few minutes of the game. We'll see how everything shakes out, but definitely looking forward to the weekend there of K-State sports. But K-State baseball holds off Nebraska last night, 12-8, 16-8 now for the Batcats. Pete Hughes and Company Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. Number one, make sure you do, if you've not already, please make sure you subscribe, hit the like button, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. I mean daily. Y'all be first to know about it. K-State every day. And of course, the second thing, tell one K-State fan, whether that's a student, K-State alum, your roommate, or anything else like that, about the Purple Project Podcast. We continue to love and appreciate y'all's support each and every day. So I really appreciate it as well. That's going to wrap things up for this postcast, another postcast edition of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State winners last night in Toyton at home, protecting home field over former Big 12 foe Nebraska. 12-8 last night. Next up, Texas Tech this weekend. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, go Cats.